You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Join Tanya Maynard for Naturally Me, Naturally Free, Thursdays, 8 o'clock p.m. Personally handcrafted natural skin, hair, and herbal products, including natural herbal alternatives to medications. Naturally Me, Naturally Free, with Tanya Maynard, Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. It's Ladies Night, each and every Thursday on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life. At 7:30, Simone Hurt with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Everybody, and happy Wednesday to you and yours. Welcome to all our friends, family, and guests to the Single Woman's Love Couch Chronicles, y'all. It's coming to you live on LUV Radio Network 24. And I am your worldwide radio host personality, Ms. Simone. And I'm thanking you for tuning in to share your time with me tonight. It is a great day to be empowered and to enjoy your journey right from your homes, especially from your very own couch. So y'all know the routine. Come on, get a glass or whatever you like. Go ahead and sit yourself down and enjoy the nuances of a woman and a man's perspective. We're going to talk about some life, some love, some friends, some dating, generational issues and curses, plus every topic in between. Now, if you are you new to couch, come on in and enjoy the ride in the show. And if you're a reoccurring or dedicated Couch Chronicles fan, we say thank you for your dedication, all your time, and for being a ride-or-die Couch Chronicle baby. Now, call or text your friends and family to come on in, y'all, and join us. You can do that by logging onto LOVRadioNetwork24.com and press that little orange live button so you can get in on the action. If not, you can actually call in to listen at 563-999-3519. Let me say that again, 563-999-3519. And go ahead and press that button and just listen. If you really want to have a question or have anything to say, feel free to press that number one button and we'll be able to bring you on live. So there's other ways to listen. You can actually text Love Radio, LUV Radio, 27126 to LUVradio.com. So come on in. It's a very grown show. Now remember, you can contact me on Facebook and Instagram at Simone, S-Y-M-O-N-E, Hurt, H-U-R-T. Go ahead and send me a friend request, and I will be more than happy to befriend you back so you can be part of the Couch Chronicle party. Now we are streaming live at LUVradioNetwork24.com right now. And if you missed the show, you can go ahead and text your friends and families that website right there so they can listen to the show at a later date and time. So take the time out to check us out. Join the Love Radio Network for the latest and all of the greatest shows and music on the internet. So I'm praying everyone is well today and staying safe. Our topic today is an author that has a book out called Possessed by a Shadow. And we're having that because it's kind of in line of the topic I really wanted to talk anyway. We're all possessed by some type of shadow. Now, y'all know how I am. It's going to be grown talk in a few minutes. So if you got the kids listening, you need to tell them they need to get out the room at the moment. So I'm about to bring it to you real and live. Now, possessed by a shadow, you can possess yourself by a shadow. You can be possessed by a shadow from all these people that you're running around and maybe doing the do with, because they got spirits that ain't exactly meshing with your spirit. Or you could be possessed because you don't have your own mind right. So I felt that this was a fabulous topic to actually discuss tonight, because it kind of goes over a whole lot of avenues in regards to getting either your life right, whether you are trying to ascend to a higher self of self, whether you were in a really bad place and you're now moving to a new place. This is the show for you. I'm just trying to tell you. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and bring on some people tonight. And of course, y'all know I got my homegirl with me today. And this is Miss Tanya Dews, our multiple sclerosis coach and motivator. Come on in, my love, and talk to me tonight.
Well, hello. Good evening to all. How is everyone doing this wonderful evening? It was beautiful today. You had to do good today.
Woo, girl, wasn't it? The sun was shining. It was almost 50 degrees here in Maryland. So you know it was really, really nice. Now, I'm not sure about everybody else, but I hope we still got some people still hanging on after that intro into this topic.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
You know, we always tell y'all, don't be scared. You need to come on in and you need to learn something now. We ain't cursing you out. We ain't putting no curses on you. So you need to feel us
don't
out and see what's going on and where we're going. Now, personally, I relate to this. I read the book. And it was a fantastic read. I'm just going to tell you. It was not only entertaining, it was a horror film, a horror book, but not so bad, because anybody who knows me knows I am a chump when it comes to horror movies and films. I don't do that. I just don't. As a child, I never did that, because I'm not interested in that many demonic bad spirits in my space. I just don't do that. Look, I want to be in control. I want to be positive all the time. So this is where we are and what's going on and how it's going to happen. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and just introduce our guest, because Lord knows we have an absolute lot to talk about tonight. Okay? So our author today is Mr. Ronald Williams, out of California, and his book is called Possessed by a Shadow. Can you come on in, my love, and just go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the world who you are?
Hello, everybody. Yes, my name is Ron Williams, and Simone, your lead-in was just right on target with the subject of the book. It has to do with our consciousness.
Yes.
Human consciousness creates its own shadow. Well, actually, they're called thought forms. And it's automatic. We just think and we emote, and those create energies that become become thought forms. And thought forms can be energized to the extent that they can become very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basis behind what's referred to as voodoo and all the rest of that supernatural stuff.
So we don't even have to get that deep right now. We're going to talk to the regular basic audience for the first half of the show and just let them understand and know that your thoughts are some powerful actions. Whenever you think something, shall it be. And you need to understand that you have to be careful what you think. Now, a lot of people, like myself, Miss Happy-Go-Lucky, I like to have nice positive thoughts. I like stuff kumbaya. I like positivity, you know. And that's good enough. I practice that every day so that I can have that. Whatever I put out into the atmosphere is what I am looking to get back, and that's why I do that. But the show and this book actually elevates us to a whole different level when we're talking about when you decide to do other stuff. You know, I used to say side stuff. So it goes along with side pieces, side dimes. When you go to the other side, you are provoking spirits that may not coincide with your kumbaya moment. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I know this may be a little deep for some people, but hang in there and listen because you might actually learn something. You have the words and your thoughts are so powerful. They can provoke good things and they can provoke bad.
Well, thought is electromagnetic energy. Electromagnetic meaning it has the power to electrify, but it also has the power to attract and to draw.
Yeah.
And that's the nature of the universe. That's what this is all about. But for us, we have free will. And our experience here is for the purposes of learning how to use free will, free will means making choices and decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And those decisions are the basis on which we create energy, which we attract. We either create or we attract, in other words.
Right.
And that's the basis of the creator of the universe. It's the creator. It creates everything, but it's also drawing all the time. It has everything in its embrace.
Habit. I agree.
You know, when you have a habit, that's a thought form. Automatically, that's the thought form that's feeding off of whatever that habit is providing for. You don't have to be bad. You know, you can have a habit to have breakfast every morning. But there's something in your consciousness that's going to remind you to have that breakfast, whatever that breakfast is that you've already created in your thought forms.
Right.
But you can also be a drug addict, and that's a thought form. And that thought form is going to constantly feed on your consciousness to get you to feed on that particular thought and that particular goal, that particular activity, if you will. And that's just how consciousness is. We are a thought form. We didn't create ourselves. We are a manifestation of a consciousness that brought us into existence. It goes to the biblical comment, let us create man in our likeness. And that's what we are. We are a creator consciousness. We have the power to create, but we also have responsibility of the consequences.
Yes,
and we know
yes.
what that is, what goes around,
there's
what comes around.
And then there's
yeah.
karma. So there's two roads that lead to this. So we
yes.
got a lot of static going on, so I need everybody to be still because it sounds like there's a lot of movement going on. Just saying. Okay. So, Tanya, in your lifetime, do you feel as though that when did you become conscious of your ideas and your thoughts and how powerful they were?
I believe after I had children. I realized that the power of thought and what transpired after deep thought, you know, I believe that I want this to happen, and I walked in that, I believed in that, and then I started seeing it actually happen. So I realized, okay, well, something else is going on here, you know, this power, but then that power really came into play when I got sick and mm-hmm. I wanted to walk again and I was paralyzed and I said, I don't want to be paralyzed.
Amen.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want
yeah.
I don't want to be in this wheelchair. I don't
mm-hmm.
want this. I understand I'm sick, but this part of the sickness I don't want. I
Amen.
Kept saying it and saying it and doing whatever I needed to do, and I kept saying I can do it, I can do it, I can do it, even though they told me I couldn't do it, you couldn't do it, it's not going to happen. I'm like, yes, it is, yes, it is. I would never say anything negative, never say. I can't walk the way I used to walk, but I'm not in that wheelchair.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying. And I always give tribute to my Grandma Dee on every show and let everybody know that sometimes intimacy starts with a good old conversation. So we're going to get
mm-hmm.
to talking, y'all, and
mm-hmm.
I hope everybody can follow along. So this is where we're about to get deep, okay? So, Mr. Williams, introduce yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people who you are because you are an awesome man, so they need to know who you are. Go ahead and tell your story.
Well, I'm your uncle, number one, and I've been involved. That in itself says a lot, you know. We come from a family of willful people. Everybody has the power of will, but the power of will comes from the exercise of it. Willpower can be increased by exercise. In other words, some people are born with a little more willpower than some others, of course. But
yes,
that's what we're here for. That's what we have. That's what we are. And we can't help it. We can't help making a decision, you know, just to get up to go to the kitchen to get a glass of water is a decision, is a choice. It's the action of will and everything else we do. In other words, everything is what that is. And for me, I started with this whole pursuit of the interest of metaphysics of consciousness when I was 14. I had an incident where I was brought into question about what God was. And that's been my pursuit all of my life, to pursue all of the variations of all the various perspectives of God or creator in all of the various religions. And they're all basically the same at the core. The only difference is the tribal material that they add on to it, but they all believe in a single creator. They don't have the same name, and that God might not have the same tribal perspective, because the tribe has a God for its reasons, for its purposes. Yahweh is for Judaism, and Allah is for Islam, and so forth. Jesus is for Christianity. But they're all the same. They're all manifestations of the same creator. There's only
but they're
one.
They're all connected by a belief.
Yes, that's all it is. It's a belief.
Mm-hmm.
And belief is powerful. Belief is
yes,
a very motivating, powerful thing, but it's not always accurate. You can believe in something that's not true, in other words. And you can even pursue that belief and waste a lot of time and energy and also create a stream of consequence as a result that you then have to deal with at some point because you've been pursuing a lie. We've been seeing that lately in a lot of ways. I don't want to get into politics, but as you know what I mean. But yeah, that's all we are, consciousness. Willful consciousness, everything we do is a choice. And we need to become conscious of our choices. That's the purpose of this story, this book, Possessed by a Shadow, because we're making decisions based on the ego. It has three purposes: self-gratification, self-glorification, and self-preservation. Every choice.
You got to back up and say that again slower for those that are just in the back of the church. I'm just saying, back up and say it again.
The ego. Mm-hmm. It's making our choices for us. And the ego is only looking for gratification, self-glorification, and self-preservation.
Amen.
Those are all of the decisions. All of our decisions are either one or a combination of those at any given time. And it's not to say that any of them are bad, really. They're all necessary. They're programmed into our consciousness by the Creator.
Yes. So you are out of where in California?
I'm in Oakland.
You're in Oakland, okay. And what made you write this book?
What made me write this book was basically the subject that we're on, choice making, and the consequences of making choice. And I wanted to create a dramatic base for the story. So horror is the genre that I selected to do that.
Because
I'll tell you why I chose that, because religion chooses it when they create the concept of heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Hell is to terrify us into thinking correctly and doing correctly and to take pause in whatever we decide to do, because we don't want to go to that horrible place. And heaven is this wonderful place that we would like to be able to get to, and that inspires us to try to make decisions that might lead us in that direction. So that was the basis of this story. The character in the story is – maybe I don't want to go too quick on the story, because as I had indicated, that it's a story about reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
It starts in 1800 New Orleans, on the banks of the Mississippi River, where slaves are being bought and sold.
Yes.
And
we
might not go there too fast.
That's okay. Let me help segue with that, because
I
actually read the book. I was enthralled with the simple fact that it did start back, because when I first started reading, I was like, why is it starting this far back? You know. That was not what I thought the book was going to be about. But as I continued to read, I understood why. a lot of people don't believe in reincarnation.
I know.
Whether you do or you do not, this is a good read for you to have a great apprehension and understanding that if any of you know the infinity sign, you know that it continues. It never stops. It just continues on. It's an eight that lays on its side. And no matter whether it's up or it's down or it's going around, there's a continuation to it.
So it represents infinity.
Yes, it represents infinity. So to believe and think that because you have passed on and your body is in the ground, your soul and spirit is still alive. And therefore it has, you know, if it's going to be placed somewhere else. I had a conversation one day with someone and I said, you know, and I was much younger back then. And I said, you know, God must be absolutely exhausted by constantly having to reinvent new people. Literally. And someone said to me, why do you think that he's constantly reinventing new people? Because there's a whole lot of percentage. If you got 100% of people and all 100% of the people aren't doing their best or the right things or whatever, why would he need to restart all over again with somebody new? There's a whole lot of people who haven't finished. That's called unfinished business. They haven't finished their business. So when you have unfinished business, that's one of the reasons why you're brought back again. You may not be brought back where you want to be in life, but unfinished business is unfinished business. And I don't think that, you know, most people aren't going to read an unfinished book. Most people aren't going to go get an unfinished check. You know, so there has to be some type of conclusion, whether it's a finite conclusion or whether it's a totality conclusion. But there has to, the lesson at some point in time has to be learned. So when you don't learn the lesson, okay, because there's a lot of people that go through life. That doesn't mean that everybody went through the life well. That didn't mean that everybody learned the lessons well. And so what do you do with that? Why do you need to recreate a whole new person when that person might need to go through it again so they might can try to get it right? So it was a pretty deep conversation I had with that individual, and that's the first time I ever thought about, you know, yeah, I could, you know, at that point I didn't believe in reincarnation, but I was like, you know what, I can understand that because it's constant on our work and our job.
Yes.
If you don't get it right, they're going to keep giving it to you until you give it right, you know, or if you don't, you get fired. It's real simple.
I have a take on that. My take on that is that when the Creator said, let us create man in our likeness, he was speaking to us. He was speaking to our soul. Our soul existed before us. We are our soul. We're a projection of our soul. And our soul has the business to take care of. And it has that business to take care of on it by choice, by free will. It's chosen to create, to incarnate in the first place. When the Creator said, why don't we make man in our image? All souls didn't incarnate. All souls haven't incarnated in this particular place in the universe. But the ones that have, they have created consequences by virtue of the action and then the following actions. And their souls that have come into this life as physical as a person and done things that were not all that hot.
Mm-hmm.
There's consequences to that. They have to come back and deal with that. But that soul is going to come back. It's making its choice when it wants to come, whether it wants to come and it chooses its own races and it chooses however it wants to appear for the purpose of the experience. Because the only reason to come into this life is for the experience. And why? Because the experience provides enlightenment. Our creation provided the soul and the creator of the universe the opportunity to experience something they could not have experienced otherwise. Like ice cream or Chevrolet, they don't exist except on the basis of us having been created and us creating those things. So we're a continuation of the creative process, in other words.
Yeah, you can't stop at a red light because someone actually created that, literally.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So that is the enlightenment and the enrichment of it.
Yes.
Tanya, bring some light home on just the basics, because I know me and my uncle are getting a little deep in the metaphysics as far as
what I was going to interject Basically, there's you said in the beginning that there are different nationalities all over the world that believe that there's a higher being. Mm-hmm. And there is polarity. You have good and you have bad. And there's, unfortunately, there's people that feel there's something in the middle. There's no such thing as the middle. There's either you're going to do something good, and something good is going to come out of it. You're going to do something bad, and something bad is going to come out of it.
You're right.
The end. Yeah. There's nothing in between. Unfortunately, man wants to do all that stuff in between and give you all those different hopes and desires. Your hopes or desires are to either do good or to do bad. Now, the same take on that is, do you go to someplace good or do you go to someplace bad? That's another thing. You know, comedic poets give you information that's written on the wall that there's something wonderful and that there's some place that's not wonderful, you know. And then the Bible was taken and twisted that to the point that, like you said, there's this hell that, you know, we were taught in church that you're going to go to hell, but you're not quite sure where that is. And then they say you're going to go to heaven, and everyone feels it's up above. We don't know where heaven really is, and we don't know where hell really is. All I know is if you do something good, you will atone for something good. If you do something bad, you will atone for something bad. That's all I know. Where you're going, I don't know, quite frankly. I know there's atonement for all.
It's not even
because all the nationalities show the same thing. There is atonement for all, and that there's something good and there's something bad. Where there is good, there is evil. Where there is evil, there is good. That's all I know. That's what I will believe in. And if people want to take it because they want to take, they want to be a Baptist or they want to have Judaism, they want to whatever they choose to be.
Yeah.
It's your choice. That's what we were just talking about earlier, free will. You can do whatever you want to do. But understand at the end of the day, if you do something bad, you're going to jail. Why you're here on earth. If you do something good, you're rewarded why you're here on earth. That's all I can get out of that, you know.
Sister, very well collected. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
There you go.
You can get with
Yeah, that's really true.
Bring it down, hip hop baby. That's all I'm saying.
You know, that's all I know. That's what, as I get older, that's what I'm understanding. That's what, there's more clarity that way. Then I don't have to get confused. I don't have to tell my children, you know, this is where you're going if you do bad. No, baby, our mommy really don't know where you're going.
Don't need to.
But if you do something bad, you are going to have to atone for it. To whom and where you go, I don't know, but I'm telling you, if you do something bad will happen because you're not going to get anything good out of it.
Yeah, we wrapped it all up into a destination of where you're going to go. And that's not where you're supposed to focus your energy on. The energy is
supposed
to focus on whether you did good or you did bad.
There
and
you go.
And your outcome will be such as whatever you put out. If you put out good,
there you
get good back. If you put out bad, you're going to get bad back. Now, look,
that's right.
I personally don't need to worry about what hell I'm going to. I could pick a wrong mate here on earth and be in hell. Yeah. I ain't got to worry about
that's
what I'm going to.
That's correct.
Okay?
That is so true.
I'm just saying. We can break this down and keep it real simple for you, honey. That's all I'm saying. But look, we got a break coming up because we got to go pay some bills. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the main character in this book, and Danielle, and how she made decisions that affected her whole family. And that's right in line with how, you know, I love talking about some generational curses. So we're going to come back and talk about that in a few minutes. So everybody go refill your glasses, and we'll see you back in a few.
Sickness. Poverty. Anger. Lust. Unforgiveness. The curse is broken.
The enemy is trying.
Join Life Coach Eric Yarborough for Man Cave Dialogue, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Real conversation about various topics from a male perspective. It's Man Cave Dialogue with Life Coach Eric Yarborough, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on LoveRadioNetwork.com. It's Ladies Night each and every Thursday on LoveRadioNetwork.com. Tune in at 7 o'clock with Kimberly Renee for her show, Kiss of Life. At 7:30, Simone Hurt with A Single Woman's Love. 8 o'clock p.m., Tanya Maynard with Naturally Me, Naturally Free. Then at 8:30, it's The Gospel Express with Nina Taylor. Join us each and every Thursday for Ladies Night on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the couch. This is Miss Simone, and I'm so happy to have you back. And we are talking with our co-host, Miss Tanya Dews, our multiple sources educator. And we also have our special guest, Mr. Ron Williams, and we're talking about his book that he has called Possessed by a Shadow. Y'all, I'm trying to tell you, we're going to ask him where to go get this book. I read the book in 2.5 hours. So I'm letting you know right now that this book is so juicy, you're not going to put it down. I couldn't even put it down. I sat there with a glass of wine. I didn't even finish the glass of wine before I finished the book. Cause this is how
that was good then.
I'm just trying to tell you, because, you know, everybody who know me don't know, nothing comes before my wine. I'm just going to try it right now. Only Jesus. That's about it. But the book was so juicy, written so well, and it had so many, oh my God, I can't even think about it, because all I can think about is I related to Danielle in a lot of instances. One, I related to the fact that she was a young woman out of school trying to make her own way. She had lost her mother, and she was being raised by her aunt and uncle. And she was just trying to find her way in life, and I understood that, and I related to that. But then she ran into this man that told her she was the end-all, be-all, okay? And what I connected with that was that the attraction between the two started out very carnal. So y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? When you look at somebody, you hot and bothered, you can't wait. Okay, that's that brother you want to give it up to on the first night. I'm just trying to say it just started very carnal. And from this carnality, I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm going to use it tonight. it resonated a lot of series of events to come. And while reading the book, I understood that the decisions that she made was all about her self-preservation and staying married to this rich man. Okay? And if I may let y'all know the juicy, juicy part of all of this, homegirl Danielle then stole this brother from another sister. I'm just trying to tell you. So this is how good a read this book is. You are going to resonate. You are going to relate, and you are going to understand, okay?
Sounds like a Netflix movie.
Girl, it is. It needs to be a story. I'm trying to tell you it was that good. But every woman resonates with this book, because at some point in time in our lives, we have done a lot of the things that Danielle does. But what we've not been able to see is how it played out. You know, it might have played out in your own home and family. You just not resonated with it. But when you read it, it comes out totally different, you know, because there are consequences to your action. And we don't realize how the decisions that we make for ourselves affect our children, affect our spouses, how they affect our spouse's friends, how it affects the church. I'm trying to tell you, this book ain't no joke. This goes deep, deep, deep. And as you're reading through it, you're asking yourself, wow, would I have done that? Because if I had done that, I probably would have came out with pretty much the same result as Danielle did. So I mean, it is a really, really good book. So while I'm pumping this book up, because let me tell you something, any book that I can sit down and read in a two-hour span that has caught my attention, hot as hell, okay, and good, better than good, I'm just trying to tell you. So not everything that I can read like that, but I did. I read it from cover to cover in a two-and-a-half-hour span because it was just too juicy. Everything was connecting. It kept connecting dots as it kept going through each chapter, and you kept saying, I got to read the next chapter because I got to figure out what homegirl going to do. I got to figure out what's going to happen next because I'll make my choice in chapter 13, but then homegirl does something different, and you're like, oh, Lord Jesus, why'd you do that, girl? You know, you're like, it was a real live scenario, literally. It ain't got nothing on Housewives. I'm going to tell y'all that. It's got so much juice in it that you're just not going to have time for a whole lot of other things. I was very, very pleased. And I'm not saying that because, you know, it's family. I'm saying that because this book was that good. Now, if it wasn't that good, I would help them out with it. But I'm trying to tell you, this book was good. It had the juices all in the right places. It kept me engaged from chapter to chapter. It was just, when you have a well-written book, it will do that for you. Because you can't wait to get to the next chapter to see what's going to happen, to have it relate to the chapters you just read and kind of figure out how it's going to go forward. You know, when you wrote the main character Danielle, Ron, how did mm-hmm. I mean? Where did you come from with her? That's what I want to know. Was Danielle she somebody was, you knew or what?
Partly she was. In fact, her name was a girlfriend of mine name, but that's not the character actually
okay.
though, entirely, because the character had to fit the supposition of the story. I had already decided I wanted this character to evolve from 1800 to reincarnate, to become, to live as a child and become a woman
uh-huh.
in the story, and then make that decision. She had to make that decision.
Yeah, you did a great job of doing that. You really did. I have to admit, you really did do a good job of that. Because at the beginning, I was not understanding why you was in the 1800s. I just couldn't figure that out for the life of me. And I was like, really? I don't want to read nothing about the 1800s. But as I read through it, and as you read when you come up to when she graduates in high school and goes to college, and when the
right.
reincarnation part starts, you get it. Everything
yeah.
starts clicking. Like, it resonated from back then, and it came all the way forward.
Yeah.
To her. And I was like, wow. How many, you know, as many, I haven't done a whole lot of series. I've probably done about, what, two or three series, Tanya, on generational curses?
Yes.
But it
right.
totally resonated with generational curses because you'd
wow.
be surprised of what you're going through right now happened back in the 1800s. That's exactly what this book brought me to. It helped me to understand that, you know, if I don't break this curse, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again with my children because it's already happened before. You know that
mm-hmm.
it happened before because you talk to aunties. You talk to uncles. You know it. You know the stories. You heard the stories back, you
That's
know,
right.
in the day. You know.
Yep.
Okay? And then here we are. You are the second or third generation that's still going through the same thing that you
right.
sitting here talking about auntie this, great auntie that, and grandma this,
yeah.
and whatever. You're going through the same thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is what this book resonates, 100%. It shows you how that you have to make a different decision to have a different outcome. If not, you're going to continue always and always to have the same outcome, literally.
That's
it was
That's
awesome.
Good. Well, you know the story starts out, she's she's a slave in
yes.
1800.
Yes, she is.
The book, with her inheriting fantastic wealth as a result of her marriage.
Uh-huh.
She was this extremely wealthy man. That's how that story. I wanted the story to end with her being the victor and karmically speaking, the victor, karmically speaking, she made some bad choices along the way.
Oh, she made a whole lot of them. Baby, this shit. But I was sitting there going, it was like a movie. I was sitting, I'm trying to root for, I'm like, girl, I'm trying to root for you, but God dang, you ain't making the right decisions. What the heck? You know, but seriously.
Sounds like a lot of people today.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And, but she still, here's the thing. She might have came out victoriously in the end, but, Lord, she went through some stuff to get there.
Yeah,
that's the drama inside the book that you got to read because, oh, Lord Jesus, that chick went through some stuff. And she lost some people. You know, this is what people don't understand. You are going to lose some people that you really love because of that decision that you made.
That's right.
And
that part
hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a couple chapters where I actually shed a couple tears because I felt her pain. It hurt.
Yes.
You know, and I was like, wow, had she just made a different decision, the outcome would not have happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Consequences doesn't actually hurt us immediately. It hurts somebody that we love immediately.
Thank you.
You know, so they affect everybody around us in one way or another, but our loved ones for sure can be affected. The case where that story is the case, loses people because of that choice, that decision that you made. You know.
Well, check this out. One of the major things that rung, like, majorly with me was the soul tie. Have sex with somebody that ain't yours, but you want them to be yours, and how you got to deal with that soul tie.
Right.
Did you hear me when I said that? You out here
having
sex with somebody that ain't yours, that you want to be yours, there is a soul tie consequence that is tied to that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's reincarnational often.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Wow.
Your soulmates and your loves in your lives are people that you've known before. And sometimes you know it intuitively that you've known it before. And that's what that is. Yeah, we're tied into each other.
Everybody's tied into each other.
Yeah.
We just had, you know, you and I just had that conversation where I was telling you one of my favorite movies. I never remember the name. Just sad. It's my favorite movie, but I never remember the name of the movie. That's with the big, tall, blue people. What's the name of that movie with the big, tall, blue people?
Avatar.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When, I know. It is. I'm telling you, it is one of my favorite movies because I'm going to tell you the moment that touched me in the movie. When when all of them were sitting Indian style on the ground. See, there's a symbolic measurement of the fact that they were sitting on the ground, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, then they had their legs crossed. That's another one. Number three, they were interconnected by their hands, reach one, teach one. That was another symbolic thing. And when they started chanting and they started moving all rhythmically, together, okay, how everything started to come to light. Things you never saw before, you started to see. You started to see how the things in the tree started to light up.
Mm-hmm.
You started to see how the ground started to pulse, how it had its own vibration.
Yeah.
Okay? That's some real stuff. You need
that's
to be connected.
Stuff.
You need to get ascended so you can understand that, seriously. Because that's how interdimensionally we are connected.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well,
yeah.
There was truth to that. It's just that we're not taught that. And when we see things like that, we think it's fantasy. We think it's horror, or we think it's a thriller because it's the unknown to us. But what that was showing was, you know, they had to get it from somewhere. There were some things, of course, they exaggerated or they put a little more into it or a little less. But the reality of it is it comes from our ancestors.
Yep,
and
exactly.
This is what we used to do. And this is how the earth Yeah, the earth. We need to be connected to the earth for healing.
Mm-hmm.
Healing comes from the earth. But we're not taught that. We're taught take a pill.
No, you don't take a pill.
Go to the doctor.
You actually hug a tree and take your shoes off and walk through the grass. That's connected.
Yeah.
That's connected.
Yeah, but we're not taught that. And that looks so, people look at, you're crazy. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. But then some people are living to 100 or more. And then you want to know why monks go away from everyone else.
Yeah,
because
ain't got time
for that. They don't want, you can't relate to what they're doing in the tea and how they eat off of the earth.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why they say when you go on vacation, you shouldn't really be around a lot of people. You should really take time and be with the earth.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Ron,
they call the Earth Mother.
Where
it's Mother,
to find this book? Now we're gonna pump the book up. I'm trying to tell you, I wouldn't have you on here if it wasn't a good book. That was a good book. I read it almost two times. I'm halfway through it again the second time. That's how good it is. So
well,
tell everybody where to find this book at.
Amazon.com.
Okay, Possessed by a Shadow by Mr. Ron Williams.
It's in the process of being made into a movie.
Awesome. Well, come on and tell us. Come on.
I knew
moment.
It should be.
It should be. That's
Netflix.
How good
so you're doing
is.
Netflix?
I'm trying to tell you.
You're doing Netflix? What's going on?
Well, no. Actually, the coronavirus, unfortunately, stopped it because I worked with John Cry. He's the producer of the Passions of the Christ with Mel Gibson. And he's handling this screenplay. But unfortunately, we had worked all until he signed off on it, ready to take it to the studios when we had this shutdown. And so I take that as karmic. There's a reason for that. I'm still trying to decipher it, but I don't have an attitude about it. I accept that there's something that's happening underneath all of this where this is going to actually come up at some point because this virus is going to be extinguished sometime this year. Hollywood would go back into production. A whole lot of companies would come back into production and so forth and so on. But it was really right on the verge right there at that moment.
That's okay. You'll have more people come out to see it now. It'll be bigger and better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I think people will be more ready for it. To tell you the truth, I hate to say this, but I think this coronavirus has helped people to dwell within themselves. And they had no choice because they're pretty much shut in. They had to think about that, and the fact that this is all over the planet. This is God's game. This is a global phenomenon. Never happened before. Never be happened. Never globally. Never globally like this.
Well, nothing happens without His permission. So
that's absolutely
good. And everything is for a purpose and a reason. You know,
I agree.
And that's another thing that we have to understand, that everything that happens, nobody wants to embrace death or understand it. Because when you lose somebody, that is a hurtful thing. And I give my sympathy and apologies for anybody that has lost anybody.
Coming out on it.
COVID time. But
same man who did Passion of Christ.
Yeah, this is written. This was written and done before this happened. This is just playing out for a reason, you know. And you know, sometimes it's like if anybody who gardens understands the concept, you got to pull the weeds back, and you got to clean out the debris, and you got to make things to a minimal so that whatever is trying to grow can actually grow. So we can't get past ourselves. We can't get past what we think and believe until, you know, we do that. You got to choke out whatever is not, you know, it's in excess. I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but that's just evolution of life. You know, we get so caught up. I was trying to tell my son, you know, it is okay to grieve the loss of someone, but when you ascend to a greater person of a purpose and person of yourself, you don't grieve as hard because you understand that that soul has moved on. This is just a body. We just burying this.
Yeah,
you know, y'all want to spend $20,000 to bury a body. Y'all go right ahead. But that's all you're doing. The soul has moved on, and it's being reassigned as you're putting that 6 feet under the body. It's being reassigned to something else. So when you get to that point in life and you kind of understand that, that everything keeps moving on, everything keeps evolving, and everything keeps going. And, you know, your facet is just that facet for the moment. And whether you get it right or you get it wrong, in that one lifetime that God gives you, you just might be back. Sometimes you come back because you did it so freaking well. God needs you to help other people get there. Yeah, then there's times when you just did it so wrong, you got to come back and learn the lesson.
Clean up, yeah.
You got to clean it up. There you go. Yes. You know, so, I'm very happy that everybody is on here and listening. So you said Amazon.com. You can get the book. It's called Possessed by a Shadow by Ron Williams. Okay. And do you have an idea when the play will, I mean, not play, but...
Well, I'm waiting to get back. I'm waiting for John Cry to get back with me, ready to go into production. You know, Hollywood is shut down pretty right now.
Yes, because
you know, it takes a lot of people to make a movie, and they have to work in proximity to each other.
Right.
And that's the reason why it's shut down, because of this virus. But with this vaccine now coming out, I think probably by this summer we're going to be back in production in Hollywood.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that, because let me tell you something. This book deserves to be on the screen. This is it. What I'm trying to tell you, people. It's not just a good read because it's good. It has so many life lessons that you need to learn while reading. Anything that teaches me something new or expands my horizons or it doesn't challenge me in a way that I feel like I'm dumb, that's deserving. You know, of something that needs to be put out into the limelight and seen by a lot of people. And this book definitely has that. So I was very, very intrigued. And I'm having a different outlook, actually, now that I'm reading it for the second time. Woo! Yes.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to reading it and looking forward to seeing it on screen. Sounds like it's going to be interesting. And I love when you go back in history, because you have to go back to understand what's going on right now.
You
need to know why things are going on the way they are right now.
Yeah.
And it starts back with someone else, because someone else brought it to you.
Especially for us, you know, especially for us. Yeah, we have a very bizarre history. There's been slavery on the planet from the beginning, frankly, from somewhere on the planet, you know. But our history is extremely unique, so unique that look where it's brought us to right now. You know, our civil rights movement has affected the entire planet.
Yes.
The entire planet has been affected. And then not only that, when you think about it, for those hip-hoppers, look at rap has expanded around the entire planet.
Let's not go into that, because that's a whole nother show, Uncle Ryan.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to come back and discuss that with us.
Come back for that. Don't even go there. We're going to segue to that, trust and believe me. But we're going to have our closing right now. We're going to thank you all for listening and joining us on the couch tonight. Please be safe and continue to do one thing better than you actually did yesterday. Now, remember to love yourself first. And, of course, we love you, too. So see you next week on the couch at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday night. And so until we talk again, make sure to be the best kings and queens that you can possibly be. Just strive for it, baby. You may not reach the goal, but just keep trying anyway. Love Radio says God bless you and see you back next week. Feel free to listen to past shows at LUV Radio Network 24. Peace out and many blessings to you and your family and to you. Good night. We love you. Have a great day.
Good night. Have a blessed evening.
Love you all.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network, building a network of love.